Enough!
She bellowed.
This one is losing patience.
Hamner glared back at her, eyes burning with self-righteous fury. He snarled something Saba could not hear over the roaring of stealth X's, something so filled with hatred it turned his force aura sour and cold. Suddenly, Saba understood how badly she had misjudged the situation. This was no dominance fight. Hamner had one desire: prevent the Jedi from launching their stealth X's. And to achieve that goal, he was very willing to kill. The fire in Hamner's eyes changed to ice. Saba brought her guard up and blocked the blade flashing toward her neck. She countered with an elbow, trying to catch him below the ear, but her angle was poor, and his jaw snapped instead. His eyes went wide, rolled back, and for an instant, Saba thought she might have knocked him unconscious despite the miss. She should have known better. Kent Hamner was a Jedi Master, and Jedi Masters did not fall victim to their own pain. She felt Hamner's palm striking the center of her chest. Her breath left in an anguished gasp, and she found herself tumbling down the catwalk, using the force to keep herself between the safety rails as Hamner tried to force hurl her over the side. A dozen somersaults later, Saba finally clamped onto a passing support post and brought herself to a halt. Hamner continued to attack with the force, banging her up and down, trying to break her grasp and send her flying over the rail. After a couple of seconds, Saba felt an opening to her right, and she realized she was at an intersection. She angled a leg into the corner, braced her feet against the far corner post, and wedged herself into the opening. A blue strobe began to blink above the blast doors, flashing the one-minute warning. Time was running out fast, and Hamner decided to gamble on a quick kill. Still using the force to push at Saba, he came charging down the catwalk, his lightsaber weaving a basket of green light as he tried to camouflage the attack pattern he would use. It did not matter to Saba. All she had to do was keep him busy for the next 50 seconds. Then the stealth X's would be launched and reinforcements on their way to Lucan Ben. She waited until Hamner had drawn within 2 meters, then hooked her foot around the post she had braced it against and released the one she had in her hand. Hamner's force push sent her sliding, pivoting around her foot to face the opposite direction and bringing her heavy tail around. She swept it across the catwalk behind her, catching Hamner in the ankles and knocking him off his feet. Saba stopped sliding. She sprang up instantly, already spinning around to claim the extra fighting space in the intersection. Hamner had the same idea, and for a moment, they stood to either side of the gap, their lightsabers sparking and flashing as they tried to drive each other back. During the first flurry, Hamner did a good job of keeping Saba off balance, varying speed attacks with subtle counters and streetwise knee attacks, which he had always been too gentlemanly to employ during their practice matches. Saba relied on the Barabel power attacks he had never learned to stop, hammering at his guard hard and fast, coming back time and again in an effort to wear him out before she had to kill him. Finally, Hamner was too slow bringing his guard up after a brutal overhand slash. Saba leapt in to finish it, flipping her lightsaber around for a backhand pommel strike that would surely have knocked him unconscious, had he not been dropping to his haunches and swinging up at her ribcage. She saved herself only by force flipping over his head and coming down 2 meters away. And even then, it was only her precautionary tail sweep that stalled his pursuit and saved her life. Saba spun around to find Kent firmly in control of the intersection. He used the extra space like the master swordsman he was, launching attacks against either side at will, repeatedly pivoting back and forth so that she would have to face him square on instead of presenting a flank defense. Under normal circumstances, she would simply have retreated down the catwalk, forcing him to either follow or let her go. But these were not normal circumstances. If Saba retreated, if she let up for even a second, Hamner would lock his lightsaber blade on and force hurl it into the relay box. She had to keep the pressure on, to keep him so busy defending himself, he had no chance to attack the blast door's control mechanism. And so she continued to fight at a disadvantage, expending most of her energy defending herself but launching a kick or a force shove or even a threatening slash any time Hamner gave her the chance. The warning strobe began to flash more rapidly, and Hamner's gaze slid toward the blast doors. 30 seconds. Saba took advantage of the distraction to launch an all-out power assault, pummeling her quarry with force shoves and two-handed slashes, kicking at his legs, and finally, rocking him back on his heels. Hamner gave ground, struggling to regain the initiative, letting Saba in so close that soon the only weapon he had left was his head. So he used that, slamming his brow into her armored throat. Saba stumbled back, sissing not because the strange lump in her throat made it difficult to breathe, though it did, but because she could not believe what Hamner had just done.